Chapter 215, The Excellence of Using Miswak, Tooth Stick. 1196. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'Had I not thought it difficult for my ummah, I would have commanded them to use the miswak, tooth stick, before every salat.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that the Prophet, peace be upon him, liked to clean his teeth with miswak, a softened stick used as a toothbrush for cleaning the teeth, with every salat. But he did not make it obligatory for the reason that it would be inconvenient for his followers. It shows that he was extremely affectionate and kind to his ummah. This hadith also shows that using miswak is an admirable act. Every Muslim should make it a routine to use it as frequently as possible, especially before performing prayers. 1197. Hudayfa radiallahu anhu reported, "Whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, got up from sleep, he would rub his teeth with miswak, tooth stick." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. When a person awakes from sleep, he has an unpleasant breath because of the smell in his mouth. For this reason, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would cleanse his teeth with miswak. We should also follow him and make this sunnah a routine. 1198. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "We used to prepare for the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, a miswak, tooth stick, and the water for making wudu. Whenever Allah wished to awaken him from sleep at night, he, peace be upon him, would brush his teeth with miswak and make wudu and perform salat." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith shows how particular the Prophet, peace be upon him, was about using miswak. Besides pointing out the importance of miswak, it also throws light on the noble conduct of the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as it shows how keen they were about his needs, habits, and temperament. 1199. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'I stress upon you to use miswak, tooth stick.'" Al-Bukhari. 1200. Shuraih bin Hani radiallahu anhu reported, "I asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what was the first thing which the Prophet, peace be upon him, would do when he entered his house? She replied, he would use miswak, tooth stick." Muslim. 1201. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu reported, "I came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, once and noticed the tip of miswak, tooth stick, on his tongue." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. 1202. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'The miswak, tooth stick, cleanses and purifies the mouth and pleases the Rabb.'" An-Nasai and Ibn Khuzaimah. Commentary. Matahra means a medium and means of purification. Mitahra means an instrument, tool for purification. In other words, on the one side, miswak is a means of cleaning and purifying the mouth, and on the other, a way to attain the pleasure of Allah. 1203. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'There are five acts which conform to the pure nature: circumcision, removing of the pubic hair, clipping the nails, plucking the underarm hair, and trimming the mustache.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Fitra literally means beginning, innovation, invention, or making something altogether new. But here, it means instinct or such nature or disposition which is inborn. Some people have defined it as that old way which was liked by all the prophets and on which all the divine laws had full agreement. That is to say, they are natural to man. In any case, one should adopt all these five good qualities in such a way as if they are a part of his nature. Moreover, they are also highly important from the point of view of cleanliness and purification. 1204. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, 'There are 10 demands of pure nature: trimming the mustache, letting the beard grow, using miswak, tooth stick, snuffing up water into the nose in ablution, paring the nails, washing the bases of the finger joints, plucking the underarm hair, removing of the pubic hair, and removing impurities with water from the affected part after a call of nature.'" The sub-narrator said, "I forgot the tenth, but it might possibly be the rinsing of the mouth in ablution." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us about the 10 qualities which are natural to human beings. Some ulama are of the opinion that the 10th quality among them is circumcision. Anyway, the importance of these 10 qualities and the stress on them are evident. The first thing among them is the trimming of the mustache. This is the sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and is meant to cut the projected hair on the upper lip. 2. In the opinion of ulama, keeping the beard is compulsory, but its extent is not determined. On the basis of Ibn Umar's practice, some ulama hold that the size of a handful is essential, and beyond that cutting is permissible, or according to a weak narration, some consider its trimming towards length and breadth quite fair. But this opinion is not correct. In the words of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet, peace be upon him, used 5 words for it, which are A'fwa, Awfa, Arkhwa, Arjwa, Vakrwa. And all of them have similar meanings, that the beard should be left alone on natural growth. But for a few exceptional cases, the common injunction in this behalf is that one should keep full beard. One should neither trim it in length and breadth, nor make it handful in size. One can, however, bring it to a normal size in case of its wild growth, if one fears that it will cause derision and laughter. 3 and 4. The miswak and the rinsing of the mouth and putting water into the nostrils are necessary for wudu. Istinshak means to draw water with full force in the nostrils as one does for smelling perfume. Except during psalm, istinshak is stressed in wudu. 5. Paring of the nails is also necessary for cleanliness. If this is not done, filthy matter will go into the mouth through the nails. The fashion of keeping long nails similar to beasts and animals, now in vogue in women as well as men, is not only against nature, but is also a sign of beastliness and ferocity. 6. The washing of the joints of fingers is also necessary for cleanliness. 7 and 8. The removal of the underarm hair and below the navel is an integral part of cleanliness, and inordinate delay in it is disliked. According to a hadith, delay in it beyond 40 days is disgusting. 9. Cleaning with water after evacuation is a must for purification, because one cannot perform salat without it. It is permissible to use cloth or toilet tissue, etc., but such things used for this purpose should be odd in number, i.e. 3, 5, or 7. But it is better to follow this with water, as water is a natural cleanser. 10. Circumcision is an old tradition or practice. According to the general opinion of ulama, it is obligatory. Some of them are of the view that it is desirable on the 7th day. It is, however, permissible afterwards. 1205. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'Trim the mustaches and let the beard grow.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. Afwa means trim excessively. Thus, keeping of long mustaches will be against this injunction. The meanings of the word afwa have been stated above. That is, leave the beard to follow its natural growth.